This is the order of battle!
Thanks for joining the Order of Battle podcast for another episode. Joel, Jason, and Sometimes A discuss collecting G.I. Joe, other 1/18 scale action figures, and in general, what sparks joy. It's a lot of things, but almost always toys. This is the Order of Battle podcast.
I am probably one of hundreds of collectors that got an absolute flood of emails from Big Bad Toy Store this week. The Eagle Force figures that I ordered in 2021 are finally arriving.
Nice. How many figures is that?
For me? Or in general?
Just for you.
All right.
All right. So how about in general?
So I believe there's like 26 SKUs.
Okay.
I do not buy everything Eagle Force. I have classically skipped all of the gold suited fellas, with the exception of the dime novel crossover.
And we've talked about that previously.
Yes. So this is a very... I have 56 figures coming.
Ooh. Okay. Get it, King.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but this is the predicament I found myself in. There are some homage figures in these waves that have been not only mine, but I know the community at large, some of the most wanted figures in the modern era, to the point where there were custom class figures that were based off of this theme. I don't know why I'm being coy. They're Red Shadows themes. I mean, it's all over the internet. I don't need to play coy. So Crimson Moon, we'll say. So outside of the trooper element, because there is a like perfect Red Shadows figure, there are ways to swap around parts to make named characters.
That's incredible. And this is all at the 4-inch scale, 1/18.
And on 6/1, they announced 6-inch scale, and they announced a figure in that realm that is missing from the 4-inch scale. So fingers crossed that we will eventually get it in the 1/18 market. But this is huge. We have Skeletron. We have a modern RoboSkull coming. I have a lot of troopers from them. I bought a second batch when they hit the store. And then there is this really well-done, more classic homage style from Eagle Force.
Are we going to get the Indecent Proposal photo of you laying in bed covered in 4-inch Red Shadow figures?
This is what I'm hoping for. I was not able to go back in and add these into any sort of pile of loot. I'm really hoping that they don't send them all in, 56 different boxes. I am hoping for just one insanely massive box filled to the brim with Eagle Force figures. Now, also, what I'm about to say is pure speculation. Anytime that I see figures from any brand, period, that are an homage figure, I always treat it as if these might not ever exist again.
I think that's fair.
Outside of the Red Shadows stuff, or Crimson Moon, or whatever you want to call it, there are some incredible movie homage figures in these piles of things. There's a Jack Burton figure. So I went pretty crazy on the Army Builders, obviously. If there's 26 SKUs and I have 56 figures coming...
We can do the math.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm kind of treating this as like my only shot. Also, they are going to sell out fast. So even if they do get a second run, I don't know when that'll be.
Sure. Which, I mean, it's taken 3 years to get them. So, yeah, that makes sense. Once these are in hand, how many more insanely large boxes do you have coming? Is it just the Marauders? Is that the last mega box coming? Or do you have multiple mega boxes out there?
Truly, this will be kind of a weird bookend to some insane purchasing. Yes, my Marauders Vietnam era Kickstarter, I did two separate pledges.
I remember.
But generally speaking, they're not carded. So they are big boxes, but they're not big boxes. It's going to be a heavy box. I mean, my World War II box, I think, was 22 pounds or something, or 26 pounds. And I believe I have more Vietnam than World War II. So, but I am insanely excited. I actually remember the day that these showed up on BBTS. There was not a big press announcement. There was nothing. I got up and I was getting ready to go to work. It was like 6 a.m. And I had got an email from BBTS and I looked and there they were. And I remember sitting there and I was 15 minutes late to work because I was in an absolute mad panic to pre-order these. And then I remember texting you and being like, you need to call me as soon as you can chat because I'm losing my effing mind. It's kind of fun that, I mean, to be honest, I wish it wasn't 2 weeks before JoeFest, but.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, I'm putting these on a credit card like every other American in this world. So, but I have been preparing for this because we had gotten a heads up kind of a couple months ago that around June, like we knew that they were soon.
Right.
I'm insanely excited. I don't even like anybody who's purchased these. You can do the math on your own. I'm not going to throw the number out there, but I'm so excited for these figures that I don't care what it's going to do to that card. I don't care. I'm like probably the most excited I've been in a long time to get figures. Now, if I can get the RoboSkull sometime soon, that would be, you know, an amazing photo. When I started getting the emails, I didn't have like kind of the reaction I have when, you know, we got a year's worth of Hasbro product in 2 weeks. The only like sort of weird thing I had was like, I hope I can maybe try to consolidate these so I don't have to pay all that separate shipping, but that's not going to happen. So it is what it is. And I'm excited. And will they get here before JoeFest? I don't know. Or will I come home from JoeFest to Nicole, you know, screaming about the fact that there's 20 separate boxes?
I can't wait to see the photos. Again, indecent proposal, you just in bed with all this. That's very cool. Although what a stressful time of year to receive such a package. 1st of June was the Armor 4 kickoff, which is usually later in the year. But Brian and Travis and team, they started Yojo June with Armor. It was incredible to be a part of that because I got to sit down with Vinny, which you and I sat down with Vinny before. And Pat and Chris did an articulated point / Joe declassified for it. Holy shit, the data dump those two men provide our community. It is truly insane. Armor 4's, did you get the kit for Armor 4?
Kit showed up Saturday. I was at work. I'm in like mega crunch time for Joe Fest and Eagle Force Fest, I guess. And I started watching the YouTube video tonight. I'm not very far in, but I did open the kit and it is, I mean, everything that team does is just next level. I mean, it's maybe the closest I've ever felt to being like, man, I wish there was a subscription service for everything I like that showed up like this. You know, like I know Loot Crate and stuff is out there, but like.
But Loot Crate ain't doing it like Codename Iowa does it.
Well, what I was going to say is this is by collectors for collectors, so there's no filler. Everything in that box, it's great. I mean, this is what happens when people who love something create something because there's no junk in the box. There's no like there's no trash. It's amazing.
Their partnerships and their broader team beyond just Brian and Travis do such an incredible job. I know you've been taking a step away from classified for a number of reasons, but the custom green shirt backpack that they put in to the armor kit is functional. It comes with a tiny little syringe and you shove the syringe down in there, plug the hose in, and it is a functional water squirter, just like the O-ring Eco Warriors at a classified scale made by these two mad geniuses and their team. When I get something like this kit, I don't know how to balance. So I just become a giddy mess of like, holy shit, this is fun. We opened the playset. We grabbed the Toxo Lab. It had a spot marked for the Toxo Lab. the ground matches the playmat that was canceled, because of course it does. We had a hell of a battle with zombies and vipers and sludge, and it's all because they set this off. And then the t-shirts are fantastic. The stickers are fantastic.
The cardbacks
are fantastic. I encourage everybody to go watch that, and I'm going really long on what is already a very long month. They kick off June. We have a Hasbro Pulse thing coming up, which is going to be a whole bunch of G.I. Joe stuff. Things are starting to get leaked already. On the 13th, I'm flying to Charlotte for Heroes Con, which I haven't been to Heroes Con since COVID happened.
I know. This is big. That's your con.
Well, it was. I don't even know if I have comic book friends anymore. It's been a while since I've been back in the scene. But from a toy perspective and a Joe perspective, I know Carson is going to be there. He's going to be there tabled. I know there's a lot of toy people in the area, so I know a bunch of toy people are showing up. Some of my old comic friends I've reached out to, they're going to be there. I am truly excited. So I'm flying out Thursday. It's going to be a long weekend. The hotel's already paid for. The flight's already paid for. I really just got to take care of food and hopefully not buy too much on the floor. I'm flying home Sunday night. Tuesday night, which would be the 18th, you show up in town.
At 11:25 p.m., brother.
Hey, listen, I don't go to bed before midnight, so that's fine with me. You're showing up midnight on Tuesday. Wednesday afternoon, you, me, A, and Todd, jumping in the ride, hooking up the trailer, heading to Augusta. So that's the 19th.
Yeah, it got here fast.
It got here very fast. It felt like February was very slow, and then boom, overnight, March and April were gone, and May just melted away. When we're in Augusta, are you driving back to Nashville with us, or are you flying out of Augusta?
I am flying from Augusta.
Okay. So you're going to fly out of Augusta on Monday?
Yes, Monday at 2 in the afternoon. There was only one afternoon flight. It was actually surreal because the flights were either 5 and 6 a.m. or like 10 at night. There was one single flight in the afternoon, and I had to work. It was kind of a complicated situation, but I figured it out. It was definitely a little bit expensive. I probably would have saved some money flying out of Nashville, but...
But we won't get home to Nashville until midnight Monday night, because we're going to leave Augusta probably around the same time you are, but we have to drive.
Yes, and that was... I thought about it. I was like, well, I know by the time Monday morning rolls around, I'm going to be absolutely thrashed. And I was like, I just need to get home.
13 to 16, if you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, going to Heroes Con, hit me up. 19 to 24, Joe Fest, baby. You and I are going to be there. Destro's Toy Den, Order of Battle once again. Here's where it gets weird. A and I are flying to Spokane, Washington on the 28th, just a couple days after we get home from Augusta.
Holy crap.
And we're going to drive into Canada for like 9 days. That's probably going to be the cheapest of all the trips, because we're going to be at my buddy's house.
And there's no convention floor.
There's no convention floor. Hell, there's not even commerce near him. He's in the forest. He's in the mountains, which is something that spending a week and a half in the mountains is something I haven't done in a very long time. Probably my early 20s. A has never done it. So it'll be interesting. It should be fun. And Blair's a gamer, so when we're at the house, he's got all the animals, the video games, and when we're out and about, it's going to be hiking and exploring, and it'll be interesting. It'll also be a nice break after two big weekends of massive amounts of people and mass amount of things to tempt my poorness.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting Joe Fest, because obviously I just got done talking about 56 figure pre-order. Also, I am actually going to make myself not come back in the red at all. So like, I've paid for half of my flight. I intend on paying for the second half of my flight before I leave. I'm either going to digitally pay Todd or hand him the money the second I see him. I have one other debt I need to take care of that's toy related. Life is life, but we're talking toys here. We're in the fantasy land. But I just do not want to come back with anything but goods. I don't want to come back with any debt. While Todd has offered to mail out anything that I purchased that's too big, I am genuinely hoping to avoid that. I am hoping to be smart. I'm hoping to maybe just focus on con stuff and exclusive stuff. Some of our friends will have exclusives, and that's, you know, those are important for me to get. If I can just kind of focus on weird club stuff that I've been chasing and maybe just buy a few more expensive items. I mean, I'm not going to have too much of a choice because I also, like, you know, I don't want Todd to hit me up on Wednesday at the post office and be like, well, buddy, your box is $56 to ship.
It is the most cruel of kindnesses when someone says to a collector who's flying, hey, I don't mind mailing it back for you. It is the cruelest of kindnesses.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I go through these phases where I'm like trying to not just bulk buy the bullshit that I have. It's disgusting. I've been poking around my basement because at some point in July, production is going to pick back up in my room. It's just been, you know, life gets in the way, time, money, etc.
You've had a hell of a year. It hasn't really been talked about here. We both have. For different reasons, but that's the life of all humans.
Yes.
And then you add collecting on top of it. I knew your room had been on pause. Hearing that you're going to walk back in July is very exciting to me.
Yeah. I mean, me too. And I bring, the reason I rolled into this is because when I was digging through my collection, trying to find half of the classified stuff that I sold, I was finding bins and boxes, and I'm talking like I'm a psychopath. So all of my stuff that isn't organized is organized in a bizarre way. So like I have every Joe trip I've ever been on since being in this weird limbo with a space to have my collection are all organized in bins and clustered together. So like I can go to the last handful of Joe Fest, Assembly Required, Kentucky, like they're all in their own little pockets, kind of traveling back in time. And I'm stuttering around to say this because when I buy these, when I do the thing that I like to do where I'm like, some guy in the lobby had all these bodies and figures. And I, you know, next thing you know, I bought 45 figures and I got a hell of a deal. It's like, when I get to unpack this stuff, I have a bin. I have a huge clear bin that is stuffed to the gills. It's probably 50% Star Wars Vintage Collection and 50% Boss Fight Studios. I have no idea what's in the box. No idea. not even the slightest idea what's in this box. And I'm not interested in looking until I get my room done. And it's probably, I will probably make one grand appearance at some toy show somewhere booth, and then whatever is left, just walk around to the guys at the end and be like, let's talk turkey. Let's get this out of my life.
Destro's toyed in too.
Yeah. Well, it'll be, you know, I'll be, you know, Metalhead's one day weekend event or Darklon's Den, Destro's cousin, right?
Right.
Darklon's Dungeon. Since he's Destro's toyed then, I'll be Darklon's Dungeon.
There you go.
Todd can get the Chrome Dome helmet. I'll get the weird whatever Dark Lines thing is.
I'm walking into both Heroes Con and Joe Fest trying to minimize this year. Three trips in a row. I don't need to go ham on things that I don't necessarily need. You know, obviously, I'm still looking for parachutes that are going to be probably not there, but you never know. And then I've got a couple Street Fighter movie figures that I'm looking for. I know that A wants the white and orange Snowstorm, but we really don't have a list, which is normal for us, right? We always walk in ready to be inspired, but I do have to take care and not overstress myself in Charlotte to have nothing in Augusta. You know, so I've got to play that balance, which I've done in the past, but I did it in the past without A.
On the topic of balance and comic books, not to derail us too far, but...
Oh, yeah, you can derail the hell out of us because, I mean, we're both in.
We've got the G.I. Joe Omnibus, which is, I looked a few minutes ago and it's at $1,611,000.
Do you know how psychotic it is that I have...
The floppies.
Everything in floppy.
And the trades.
And the trades.
And the incomplete trades and the incomplete omnibuses.
And now with this, with these omnibuses coming out, I want both. I only went in for Cobra. I can't go in for both. It's insane. That is a negligent amount, waste of money to get the Cobra and the Joe for me at this time. But I can tell you I want it.
This is an interesting conversation that I've been wanting to have. You just got done explaining how many various ways you can either read the complete run and or the first half of the complete run. Now you're ordering an additional way to complete the full run. And I am struggling. I'm not in yet. I have plenty of time. And I'm not going in for one of the signed X, blah, blah, blah. So it doesn't matter to me. The thing that kind of irks me for either Joe or Cobra side, it only comes with half of the trading cards. It's $30 for 9 cards. I'm not a cards guy.
Oh, I don't care at all about the cards, to be frank.
But I wouldn't care about the cards if the $300 set didn't come with half the cards. This is my hang-up. This is my hang-up, is that I don't care about collector cards. I don't collect cards. But if I'm getting half of the cards, I don't need the full set of books. But I feel like I would need the full set of cards because it's small. I'm going to assume that an omnibus of this size is going to be very difficult to read.
I mean...
Because it's a huge, heavy book. I've been trudging through the ROM omnibus, which is nowhere near the size of these four books. And that's a pain in the ass.
I like the weight and heft of the ROM book. It is
a great book, but it's like one of those where if... you're reading it somewhere without a table, or you're not on, like, you know, if you're in a chair and, like, I don't know. It's, you need the proper sitting arrangement to comfortably read a book of that weight. Now, obviously, I'm not going to be hauling this massive hardcover omnibus collection anywhere, but where I'm stressed out and annoyed is there's no talk of any of the IDW stuff. Now, I don't know the legal hoopla. I don't know whatever. I'm assuming, based on the past, that Skybound probably has access to everything under the G.I. Joe title.
I would think so, yes.
Because if you look at when IDW got the title, they've started running trades. Skybound has the thing. Now they're running an omnibus. I'm assuming you know a lot more of the details of this because I've honestly been trying to not look at it. But I do think I remember that this omnibus... it is like newspaper print pages, right?
And I would have to go back and look at the notes. So this is strictly off of a very faulty memory. But this will come out through the comic shop. This will come out through Diamond Distributors. You can order it. You can get it in your pull box. And in that case, it would be the newspaper print and the soft cover. But the Kickstarter version is more of the high quality limited edition version. So if you don't do the Kickstarter, you can still get it later. When it comes to the comic shop, it'll be cheaper. But it also won't have the hardcover and the nice paper and things like that. That's what I recall off the top of my dome. I could be wrong.
I do have, which I will probably need to call and cancel if I go in on this, but I believe the comic book shop omnibus is hardcover, but it is newsprint, and they're $60.
There's going to be a quality difference, but this is also where you get into the psychotic collector mind of, like, do I need all three omnibuses? Which the answer is absolutely resoundingly no. There is a tick in there that goes, of course you do. Yes.
I mean, I'm not the comic guy of the two of us, obviously, that we make this joke all the time. But, like, I'm having a really, really hard time trying to avoid this omnibus. And it's frustrating because it was such an achievement when I got trade 15 not that long ago.
Speaking of comics, and to swing it back around to Joe Fest, because, you know, why would we ever stay on one topic?
Oh, of course not.
The Battle Action Force comics are coming out soon. Those look gorgeous. I think that some of those covers were supposed to be revealed around Joe Fest time, but just got revealed by Bleeding Cool, and they're beautiful. And at Joe Fest, Brian Hickey and Patty Lennon will be there, as will a huge contingent of Irish and UK collectors, including Mark Seddon from Talking Joe's. So we're coming into this beautiful area of comics where I'm loving the Skybound stuff. We're getting the Marvel run again in beautiful omnibus or through Diamond. Battle Action Force is through Rebellion is striking and hot. And if we're on that Action Force tip, Bob Breakin is coming with them. Bob Breakin, the hand that was Kung Fu Grip, the guy who worked at Palitoy from the beginning of 12-inch Action Man G.I. Joe in England all the way through the end of 3 3/4 Action Force / G.I. Joe International Heroes. I mean, designed the Star Wars headquarters that came out in England, the RoboSkull, which Ben and Mark with their Skeletron team has been lovingly sending us updates on the Mark II. He's going to be in town. I can't tell you how excited I am to meet Bob. I've had a very brief interaction with him online, but we get to meet him this time. I know we just went from comics to Action Force, but I could not be more excited about that. Now, to bring it back to the comics, I know I already have these in the IDW trades and I already have them in floppies, but I'm excited for the omnibus because I feel like it would make it easier to read because I've only got to pick up three to four books. And I know they're big and they're heavy, but I'm all right with that. I got bookmarks. I would like to see them dip into the IDW stuff because we have 155 and a half all the way to 300.
Even if they did those in just trades, that would be huge.
IDW went all the way to trade 20, which was, what, issue 200? So they only have 100 issues to put out in soft cover trades if they want to match what IDW did.
Well, some of us need 1 through 20, so let's relax.
Well, I mean, you have 1 through 15. You just need 16 through 20.
Or I guess you're right, yeah.
But if they put those out in omnibuses that matched this Marvel run, then shit, I mean...
That's where I was going, and then I got distracted because it's who we are, but...
I mean, I got distracted and went all the way to Bob Breakin. I mean, listen, but I'm excited.
But what I'm saying is that's the thought of a second omnibus, especially after the success of this. The success of this, it's still going. There's still 20 days left. I mean, I'm acting coy, but I'm certainly going to end up buying these books.
I think the price is really fair because if you think about trying to get these in floppy, that's four of the main books, right? One, 155, 21, and what? And you're done. You've already surpassed this. Or if you think about the IDW trades, it's like four trades and you're already there, right? If you're thinking about 15, 9, what? Two, give me any two others, right? So I think the price is fair for all 155 issues, all 30 issues of Special Missions, all the Order of Battle, yearbook.
Crossover.
Right, the crossover. So
I was just trying to do the math, and it's like somewhere over 200 issues of comics, then Order of Battle, and then yearbook. I mean, the value is insane. The value is not my hang-up. My hang-up is like I have these. And ultimately, if there's a sniff, I wish we had any sort of intel, but if there's like any shot of the IDW stuff getting ran, you know, because I assume they would probably do something similar with, well, I don't know, because IDW had all those independent titles where obviously the original 155, there was not really offshoot titles. But that being said, even if they just did, you know, 155 and a half through 300, I kind of have to take the gamble that that might happen, because exactly what you're saying, if I don't, if that only comes out in an omnibus, that's going to be my shot of getting that. Because IDW didn't complete the trades. I'm not about to buy 155 single issues. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, period. period, exclamation, he quit the band. Whatever you want to say, I'm not doing it. Yeah, I mean, I want to read the IDW stuff, and I do not like digital. We've talked about that. It's just a preference. I don't have a tablet.
I wish I liked it.
Yeah, believe me, brother, if I liked it, it would have saved me such a headache collecting those trades. But it has been cool to see at large, I'm going to broaden the scope here, the things that our community comes out for. So like there are certain classified items that kind of shock me that they sold out in an alarmingly fast rate, you know? I am truly floored that this omnibus is at over $1.5 million.
I love it.
No, me too. It's, and I don't know how factual this is, but I've seen clickbaity headlines talking about how well the Skybound independent titles are doing. And it's awesome. It is. I mean, the Skybound stories are incredible. I'm the last issue behind on Duke, which has been frustrating, but work has been bananas, so I just cannot get to the shop while they're open. I'm going to hopefully change that this week, but I am absolutely in love with the Skybound universe, the Energon universe. I'll give it its proper name. Even to the point where I'm just as excited for the Transformers book as I am the Joe titles.
Absolutely.
And I have no nostalgia for Transformer, period. And it's kind of led into me purchasing a handful of weird Transformers here and there that have nothing to do with the story, but my own headcanon.
Well, it's because they fit the scale, and so you can use them in scale. And they'll look good. It'll be fun once you have your room together and you can start displaying that stuff. Since we're talking about all this shit in June, will you be doing Kentuckiana in July?
Yeah, I mean, Kentuckiana is a must for me. It is small. It's fast. It is where I get to spend a lot of FaceTime with Greg and Jaron. You know, we usually room together. I have found a way, especially flying, where I can do this insane thing where I get dropped off at the airport on Friday. It's 6 a.m. and I'm back home by like 11:30 at night on Saturday. I miss one day of work, which doesn't matter. And I can go, and that's specifically a show where I try my best to set a small budget, keep a small budget. I pushed the bounds this year with with the January show. My suitcase was bursting at the seams. But that was a funny one where I stumbled into a guy selling his custom collection. And the more you put in the pile, the cheaper each figure got. And it was a smoking deal. And it is, I got a ton of fun stuff in there. And I got unique items that don't exist in the real world other than in this bag in my, you know, in my basement with just the Kentucky stuff. But yes, I mean, it's smaller undertaking and it's flights aren't bad. We will see if I... You know, Nicole's sister lives in Kentucky, so it's, you know, if it's something we can swing, maybe I will end up coming down in a vehicle, but I'm thinking probably not. I'll probably just fly. Kind of leaning into this, what I was going to say about my hunting, you know, is, and it's funny that I joked about Darklon because there are two modern Darklons. One was an FSS and one was a convention. I'm not interested in the FSS figure. I want the convention figure. He will probably be a figure that if I come across him and he's not too crazy, I'll probably get him. But this is going to be the year, realistically, where I probably will have a smaller budget for Joe Fest than I've had in a few years. Same, you know, with summer, with, you know, the July Kentuckiana, I don't need a ton of money, but it's very important to me to go to these two shows and then to also AR this year. I will certainly be flying solo. You know, I'll have plenty of pocket money at any of these shows, but it's, I want to prioritize getting there just to hang and get whatever comes along the way, instead of being like, JoeFest is my show where I go and I bring as much money as I can possibly scrounge up and buy every single little thing I've ever think I have a use for. So yes, rambling answer, yes. Unless something absolutely, truly insane pops up, I will be at Kentucky, which I probably should reserve my room sooner than later.
I very much want to, and I say that we say this every show, but I very much want to record at Augusta this year. I think it's important to do it. I think there's opportunities that we won't have at other times. So I'm bringing the mic and I'm bringing the equipment. I always do, but we got to be on task this year.
I just want to highlight that this year, it seems JoeFest has made some pretty crazy steps forward. I mean, they've been growing rapidly every year. We always sing the praises. I'm not going to reiterate that. Obviously, I love the show because I'm going to be there no matter what. But we have Super 7 coming.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And also, you know, there was just kind of this weird announcement that Seth Green is going to have a panel at JoeFest with LaCroix Toys. I love Seth Green. So this is like, I don't know. This is crazy. I mean, Seth Green is massive.
It's pretty wild.
Anybody who's watched Robot Chicken, it's very obvious that, you know, him and the other guys that work on that show or the other people that work on the show are into the same shit that we are. Where rumor has it, Seth Green has a wild G.I. Joe collection. The rumors that I've heard for over a decade are that he is a real deal toy collector and a real deal G.I. Joe collector. It is awesome that it's kind of proves the rumor correct. The post was two custom O-ring figures, one of Seth Green and his partner from their production company. It's just sweet. And the chance of me like physically bumping into Seth Green is pretty high. And that's fucking awesome.
Let's end it here. Thanks again for spending time with us discussing toys and other geeky things. Our logo was made by Rhino. The music we use was created by Self Help. You can find Joel on Instagram at Order of Battle Pod. Jason is on Twitter at Order of Battle PD. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for your likes, comments, outreaches, and just being here with us.
This has been the Order of Battle.